a consubstantial union of three persons in one Godhead. And therefore, for many writers, marriage became kind of a reflection, an image of Trinitarian life, of self-giving in love that is so powerful that it results in the passage of life. Now, of course, in our own time, unfortunately, there has been a great deal of confusion about marriage and family life, and made all the more extraordinarily pressing for those Christians who accept the reality of marriage. In our own time, with the Supreme Court decision recently made, trying to redefine what marriage is. But our governing structures, our social structures, were intended not to define marriage, but to protect it and to allow it to flourish. Because marriage and family life precedes politics. It is not created by them. So that the church still dedicates itself to protecting marriage and family life and an authentic understanding of what this reality is, based on the three fundamental aspects of marriage: fidelity, indissolubility, and openness to new life. Marriage is an institution that has been created by God for the proper upbringing of children, a place where children are understood as a gift, not as a possession, where family prayer and moral formation help to shape that child's understanding of their purpose, of their reality, and of their destiny. And I think that in our own time, a deeper understanding of marriage and family life and the way that it is lived by authentic Christians is going to become a very vital part of the new evangelization and the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
The St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli here for another hour. I'm the host of Answering the Call, and I love doing these Spirit Drives because, first of all, I love live radio. It's extra challenging, but I love learning about my faith. I love teaching the faith to others, and I get a lot of my material from these airwaves because we've got great programs like Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders, The Journey Home, Marcus Grody, The Good Fight, Barbara McWiggin, Open Line, Catholic Answers Live, Christ is the Answer. We got our great local shows. And this is a listener-supported station. It's your radio station. We know you listen, so we need your prayers. We need your financial support. And you need to be calling 614-459-4820 today. That's how you get part of the fun. You get to have your donation announced online. We'll read your name, read your parish. If you want to make a donation in honor of a teacher, a priest, a deacon, a loved one who has passed away, a student, whatever, call 614-459-4820, and we will announce that on air. What a great way to use your dollars for a good cause. I think that's awesome. In my studio now, I could hear Bill and Dave laughing right now. In my studio, in the studio, we have with us another special guest this hour. I love this priest. He is Father Ignatius Harrington. He is from Holy Resurrection Melkite Catholic Church. And Father, you know, the whole reason we're here is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So
that's right.
Will you start the hour with a prayer just to kind of remind us what we're all doing here today?
Be happy to.
Thanks.
O Heavenly King, Consoler, the Spirit of Truth, present in all places and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one.
Amen. You know, I had the pleasure of interviewing Father Ignatius for Answering the Call. It was a couple years ago now. He has a really interesting journey into the priesthood, and all those stories are archived. Our local programs are archived on the St. Gabriel Radio website, so you can re-listen to stories you may have missed. But he has an interesting journey that led him into the Eastern expression of priesthood. I've been to your beautiful parish, Father, and maybe you can give our listeners, for those who don't know, maybe some differences they might experience if they came to Mass at a Melkite Catholic Church rather than their Roman Catholic Church.
Well, our form of worship is Eastern. So what they would notice right away is that while it's Catholic and expresses the same Catholic faith, it does it in an Eastern form. So our church is part of the Church of Antioch, where the disciples of Jesus were first called Christian, and that would be in the Middle East. So our music, our style of worship, our art, all of that is very Eastern, and the priest faces east, in fact, facing the altar, mm-hmm. as Roman priests used to do prior to Vatican II. We still do.
Mm-hmm.
And we never used Latin because Latin was never our language to begin with. We never did have Latin.
Mm-hmm.
So in this country, it's in English. In the Middle East, it would be in Arabic or Greek. Whatever the language of the people, that's always been our policy. So you would notice a difference right away. As soon as you walk in with the screen in front of the altar, with the different investments and music and incense and candles, you would see right away that it is different, but it's Catholic.
It is Catholic. You know, and maybe you or your family members are one of the Eastern Rite churches. We'd like to hear from you today. But East or West, we invite all Catholics to call and join our Spirit Drive by pledging their support at 614-459-4820. Coming up this half hour, we've got a clip we're going to share with you from Catholic Answers Live in a minute. I have a local guest coming in, actually two, Link and Diane Llewellyn. They're longtime listeners and supporters of AM820. We'll hear from them. But we have a new goal for the hour. We had an exciting hour last hour. We surpassed our goal. But I used to come from, Father, the advertising world, and the expression, you're only as good as your last headline, kind of applies here. All bets are off now. New goal. And this is what our goal is for the Thursday 11 o'clock hour. We're looking for a total of 15 gifts this hour, and I know we can do that. When we hit the first 10 gifts, there's a bonus of $400 that's going to be added to the pot that's been pledged by someone for this hour. If we hit all 15, and I know we're going to do that, we get an additional $800. So this is free money that we're going to use to empower the station to reach even more souls and bring them the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's not pass up on that free money. The goal is 15 gifts per hour, and I have my angel, Lori Hamami, who actually has Eastern Church in her background. You're Syrian, so I just feel like this is a great meant-to-be hour.
It really is. I am Maronite Catholic, and I loved growing up that way. It was such an interesting experience, different from some of my friends who grew up Roman Catholic, mm-hmm. and I got to educate them and inform them on the things that we do and why. So that was really cool. This station is impacting so many lives. And if that's the case for you, step forward and help spread the faith. Give us a call at 614-459-4820. We'd like to give a huge thanks to Rosie from Dublin for her generous donation. And she says that she loves Catholic Answers Live.
I love Catholic Answers Live, too.
I mean, who doesn't? It's so empowering.
It is so empowering. All right, so Lori's going to be out there collecting those green sheets, because when you call 614-459-4820 and talk to one of our friendly phone answerers, they take down your information, that green sheet goes to the main computer, it gets logged in, and then that good news comes to my computer here in the station, and we get to update you as they happen. So 614-459-4820. So we're going to go to a clip right now because, you know, we know that we're preempting some of your regular broadcasting and we don't want you to be too sad about that. So we have a clip. This one's from Catholic Answers Live, and the speaker is Carlo Broussard, and he is going to be talking about why Jesus matters.
So, Carlo, glad to be with you here.
It's great to be back with you, Si.
And so why does Jesus matter?
Well, the difference that Jesus makes will depend upon who and what he is. Is he only a man, or is he the God-man, God made flesh? Obviously, we're going to argue for the latter, that he is the God-man, God made flesh, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who took upon himself a human nature, as St. John tells us in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and then John 1:14, that Word of God was made flesh. If Jesus is God, as we believe, well, then all sorts of things follow from that. So, for example, Christianity itself is defined by this belief in Jesus' divinity. So if Jesus is not God, well, then Christianity isn't true. And thus, we ought not to belong to it as a group unless we're just going to kind of follow it as a philosophy of life, as other world religions. But Christianity stands or falls with Jesus Christ. Secondly, it makes all his teachings true. If Jesus is God, well, then everything he taught us is true and is the fullness of God's revelation given to us. Thirdly, his birth would be the most important event in all of human history, and we would divide human history based on that historical event. Furthermore, his death, if he is God's son, and this is where we get into the spiritual dimension of things, if he is God, well, then his death opened up for us heaven, opened heaven to all human beings. For if he is only a man, well, then his death would only serve as some sort of good example that we must follow to maybe die for our friends or, you know, die for what you believe in and hold true to your principles, etc. But if he's only a man, his death had no effect on us spiritually. We would still be, as the scripture says, dead in our sins, and the beatific vision, the eternal kingdom of heaven, would be closed off to us. But because he's God, his death on the cross and self-sacrificial love opens heaven up for us. As John the Baptist said in John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. So we have redemption for mankind, mankind being reunited back to God because of the self-sacrificial act on the cross of the God-man Jesus Christ. Furthermore, Si, if Jesus is God, he matters because he would have a claim on our lives. If he is God, well, then we owe our allegiance to him. We owe our very breath to him. We must bow down and, as the New Testament scripture says, proskuneo, which is the Greek word for worship. We must worship him. And finally, Si, if he's God, he has the power to change my life. He has the power to heal me. Forgive me of my sins. Give me a new life dwelling within the soul in order that I can experience the joy, the peace, and the happiness that he even wills for me to experience on this side of the veil.
That was the voice of Carlo Broussard. He was featured on Catholic Answers Live here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. That's a show that comes on in the evening, 6 to 8, Monday through Friday. I know it's a very popular show. It's a show that really teaches us a lot about the faith. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Ignatius Harrington of Holy Resurrection Melkite Catholic Church in Columbus. We're here for the Spring Spirit Drive, and the number that you need to call today to get on this program, to get on this fun ride that we're doing to collect the funds we need to operate the station, it's 614-459-4820. Father, I have a kind of a funny story to tell you about Carlo Broussard. I got to guest host Catholic Answers Live. It was in the fall, last fall. And so, you know, that show's produced in California, in San Diego. So Carlo and the producer are there, and I'm in Columbus, and I'm on my computer because they're typing in the questions of the callers. It's a call-in apologetic show.
Right.
And so he was talking about a biblical topic. He was so engaging, but I think he got so deep that all of a sudden there was, like, no more callers.
Uh-oh.
And I'm looking at my clock going, I got about 20 minutes to fill with this guy, and I'm not exactly what I would call a biblical scholar. So I texted my husband, who was up in Cleveland on business, and I knew he was listening. And I said, I need a question. You know, we're running out of questions. My husband, Mark, is so awesome. He not only calls in the show with this great question for Carlo, he had two follow-up questions and totally used up the last 20 minutes of the show. Woohoo! So I just always think about Carlo, but he's actually from Louisiana. He's a Cajun musician, actually. He's very interesting, but so knowledgeable about the scriptures. And I think he sets up a great list of reasons why Jesus matters. I mean, if Jesus is real, it changes everything.
Well, yeah, he hit the nail on the head. He talked about both the divinity and the humanity of Christ. He's truly God and truly man. He's not half God and half man. He's fully both.
That's right.
And that makes all the difference in the world for Christianity. And as he pointed out rightly, if that's not true, then there's no point in being Christian. Christianity stands or falls on that belief, together with, of course, belief in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the second person of the Trinity, the Son, is the one that became human and dwelt among us. So our whole faith revolves around that.
And to know Jesus and to accept him as the Savior that he is, that means that everything I do in my life, the way I think, the way I behave, the decisions I make, kind of have to be filtered through that.
That's
right. I can't act independent of that like so many people in the world want to, mm-hmm. But that's got to affect every aspect of my being.
You can't departmentalize faith. It has to be everywhere, every when. Our faith has to be involved in all of our decisions, in all of the aspects of our life, not just the private prayer life at Mass or Divine Liturgy, but also our political choices, our family choices. Every aspect of our lives has to be connected with Christ if we're going to be truly Christian.
This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm speaking now with Father Ignatius Harrington from Holy Resurrection Melkite Catholic Church in Columbus. We're kind of unpacking a little bit this clip from Carlo Broussard. He was on Catholic Answers Live in this clip and talking about why Jesus matters. And we're here for the Spring Spirit Drive. And I think that's why we're here for the Spring Spirit Drive, because Jesus matters. If Jesus didn't matter, we wouldn't have this radio station. We wouldn't be proclaiming his truth, his teaching, his reality to a world that I think needs it more than ever. And you can help us let the world know that Jesus matters to you by calling 614-459-4820. And maybe you want to tell us why in your life Jesus matters. What has he done for you? How has he changed your life? Because we get these stories from callers all the time that have either they were driving down the highway, they saw that bumper magnet, they said, what is AMA 20? And they'll be seeing billboards, by the way, they're going up, or they're, I guess they're up now for Lent already, inviting people to turn on AMA 20. And they are discovering this Jesus who matters so much, and their lives are transformed. We've heard about marriages being saved. We've heard about lives being saved. We've heard about babies being saved. I mean, Jesus makes a difference.
And that's why this radio station is important to Columbus. It's not just Catholics who are Mm-mm. interested. Anyone listening to it will benefit from these type of programs. So it's important to have this available in the Columbus area.
You know, I just finished, Father, giving a three-night mission called Discovering, Living, and Sharing Our Mission. I did it twice in our diocese. But, you know, I talk about being missionary, that just by our baptism, mm-hmm. we are automatically baptized into this missionary vocation.
That's
to
right.
bring Christ to the world. I mean, Christian, across the board, whatever you are charged with that. But that, you know, we don't have to, that doesn't mean you have to sell your house, pack up everything, and move to Africa and be a missionary there. I mean, some people may be called to that. But for most of us, it's being called to witness Jesus in the things you do, in your behaviors, and like you say, the decisions we make day to day, at the job, in the family circle, wherever we are encountering the world. And it can be as simple as supporting good Catholic organizations, in this case, with proclaiming the good news of Jesus. So by joining your prayers and your dollars to this apostle at St. Gabriel, you are being missionary. You are proclaiming the word of Christ. Even if you don't have the ability to get on a microphone or in front of a camera or write a book or whatever, this is how you are missionary, bringing Jesus to the world.
And I encourage my own parishioners, if they're listening, call in to 614-459-4820 and donate to keep this going so that others can hear the good news of Jesus Christ in a Catholic form.
And we're Father, you must be speaking words of wisdom, because we already have now 9 gifts so far this hour. Our goal is 15. So remember, each hour we have this different goal. So we have 9 gifts towards our 15. We have 3 of those gifts are to sustaining members, and we need 7 of those altogether, so we need 4 more sustaining members. So sustaining members are $20 or more a month. So you can just set this up where it just automatically comes out of your account. You don't have to think about it, but it's an important, steady stream of revenue that's very important in keeping the station going. So we have sustaining members. You can be a business member. Maybe you own a business, $50 a month, and you get 100 mentions during the year. So it's very effective advertising. Catholic radio listeners actually do patronize the businesses they hear on Catholic radio. We hear that from the business owners all the time. So it's a win-win. Support your business, support Catholic radio. The leadership gift, $1,000 or more, that money is really important and goes to great causes here. And so by contributing all these different ways, you can keep the station doing what it's doing, proclaiming the good news. And this hour, our goal is 15. As I said, we've hit 9. If we hit 10, and I know we're going to do that, if you pick up that phone and call 614-459-4820 and we hit 10 gifts, we're going to get a free gift of $400, okay? That someone has earmarked that for this Thursday, 11 o'clock hour. When we hit 15 gifts, another $800 gets put into this hour of giving. So, I mean, this is free money that's out there. Someone has been generous enough to challenge other listeners, because we know you love the radio station. We know you get something out of it. And look, the number just went up. We have 10. We just hit the first 10 goal. That means $400 has just been added to this hour of giving. Father, I think that's amazing.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And Lori has just flown back in from zipping around the studio, and she has some more good news for us.
There was a little bit of a traffic jam, but I made it in time.
Were there other angels floating around, or just people
just
in
me.
General? Okay.
Just me. All right. A huge thank you to Arthur and Anne of St. Paul the Apostle in Westerville.
Nice.
Norman from Lancaster.
Thank you, Norman.
Alyssa from the Church of the Blessed Sacrament in Newark.
Beautiful.
And Patsy from St. Bridget. What she likes best about St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is the overwhelming amount of information. And I personally rely on AM820 for its impactful, encouraging Catholic teaching. And perhaps that's the reason why you listen, too. We're here for you as a radio station. Help us reach out to souls all over Ohio and give us a call at 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
So, Lori, I know you told us before that you're a senior at OSU.
I sure am.
And graduating in a journalism major. She wants to get into the media. She wants to do this work. She's obviously an on-fire Catholic. How do you convince other people your age to do some listen to the station or kind of invest in Jesus and his church?
It's definitely not easy. Mm. With other college-age students, it's a little hard to kind of get them on fire or get that fire started in the first place. But I find just acting by example is definitely a way that kind of inspires them to ask me, you know, why are you like this? You know, who's this big force in your life that's causing you to be so nice and loving? At least I think I'm nice and loving. But, I kind of bring up Jesus in that way. Definitely using the bumper magnet.
Yeah.
That starts conversation.
Yep.
Sometimes you just got to bring it up casually in conversation. And sometimes someone asks a question.
And, you know, Lori makes a great point there. That's how we want to be. We want to be that kind of person where someone comes up and says, you've got something. Something about why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? And that's a great way to evangelize.
Yes, it is. And those bumper stickers, they are everywhere. I see them almost every day, and it really makes a difference. It puts the radio station in right in front of people's eyes. You can't miss it.
I know, and that's a great way, because I think Catholics, a lot of Catholics, tend to be a little inhibited about the, you know, oh, I can't go door to door and evangelize. I'm afraid. But by putting that bumper magnet on their car, driving around in their normal course of travel, not only in Columbus but beyond Columbus, I've seen them all over Ohio. You know, you don't know who will see that and
right.
who will turn that on. So you're proclaiming, you know, that you are a Catholic. You're proclaiming, you know, that you're a member of this church and that you listen to this radio station. And this is just one of the very easy ways to evangelize.
It doesn't even take any effort. It's
it doesn't
just
take
they're on
any
the car.
Effort.
Yeah.
I know. And another easy way is just to pick up that phone and call 614-459-4820. You know, and as Lori was mentioning, these different places that these donations are coming from, these different parishes, smaller, larger, urban ones, you know, it just reflects to us who all is listening. Because this station has been around for now 12 years now. And it started out very small, started out with a man who believed that Catholics should know more about their faith. He was very drawn to the apologetics aspect of the Catholic faith, wanted to teach people. And, I mean, this man was so motivated, he did like a second mortgage on his house to get the station up and running. It's gone through growth pains of, you know, weak signals and, you know, but it's grown and grown and grown to this big, beautiful station, AM 820. Today, it covers more than two-thirds of the state of Ohio. And I know when you're in your car, this signal, you can catch it. I mean, I've listened to it all the way into Pennsylvania or into Indiana. So it really goes beyond what the map shows. And it's just amazing. And so we are really getting that word out there. So I'm encouraging you, listeners who are with us today from, Marysville out in, name a place out in the outskirts. I'm so bad. Chillicothe. Mm-hmm. How about, come on in. We've got people coming in and stopping in. So, you know, wherever you're calling from, let's hear from you. Let's hear what town you're calling from, what parish you're calling from. Tell us why AM 820 is making a difference. You can call 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. Everybody has a different story of how they came to Catholic radio, why they listen to Catholic radio. And we're going to hear another story from this. So I think we have one guest. Originally, I thought I had two, but I think I have just the one. Okay, so it is Link Llewellyn.
Very
good. Got your name right?
Yes.
Okay, so Link, you are from St. Mary's in Lancaster.
Correct.
A wonderful parish. So tell us, I know you're a long-term listener, you're a sustaining member. So give us a little bit of background when you stumbled upon Catholic radio and what it's really done for your faith life.
Well, I can't tell you exactly when I discovered it. You were still in Marysville. I remember mm-hmm. that. And it was when I was just starting my business and making deliveries in Columbus and began to look for something edifying on the radio. So did it for me, but the signal was so weak we couldn't get it in Lancaster very much. So I was happy when it finally evolved into the strong signal. But I always found it, when I came into the church, it was there's a lot of unorthodox teaching, and I came in Michigan. And I was telling Colleen, you know, that the book we used for RCIA was banned by Rome about 3 months after I got through RCIA. So, it was really nice to have some good Orthodox teaching on the radio. So, and it's really been helpful to me just having something good to listen to. My wife has it on all the time. She's in the kitchen, you know.
Do you have any particular favorite shows that you listen to, that you're drawn to, an aspect of the Catholic faith that really fires you up?
Yeah, I always listen to every chance I get to Monsignor Lane, mm-hmm. Foundations in Faith. He is
awesome.
Yeah, he has a lot of depth perception in the scriptures. And in addition, he seems to be able to have a broader view in terms of applying it into the modern day and some of the things that are going on that are not very conducive to the church's growth and prosperity. So that's my favorite show by far. Diane, my wife, who was supposed to be here, but she's substitute teaching in Logan at St. John's this morning.
Oh, we miss you. We miss you, Diane.
So she has it on all the time in the kitchen, and she loves Father Ricardo, and I think her favorite one is Rae Grundy.
Dr. Rae Grundy. Hysterical.
Yeah, she just thinks he's terrific. So,
and you're also involved in That Man Is You. That's a great program. In fact, you're one of the core team. My husband's one of the core team at our parish. What's that program been like for you?
Well, it's been really edifying. I'm probably one of the older guys in the thing, which is good. You have to have somebody who's retired to pick the ball up when it's fumbled by all the guys with big families and all these obligations running around to athletic events and taking care of their families, which is the point of the program, one of them. And as they grew in discipleship, I was just amazed at how many guys, the videos are excellent. They get us started. We go to our small groups and have conversations. I was just really amazed at how many men enjoy sitting down with each other and talking about this personal stuff and what we're not doing that we should be doing and maybe how we can do better. Just lately, it's been praying with our wives. I've been amazed how many guys don't pray with their wives. You know, they're devout. Their wives are devout. And so we're beginning to evolve that way. And one guy made a comment. He said, I'm beginning to get a sense of not owning things myself, you know, even my body.
Wow.
You know, and so you, and it's just, you sit around and talk about this stuff, but you just sense a real, something unique in my life. I've been in locker rooms and I've been in the fraternity house and I've been in all these places where a bunch of guys are, but I've never been in a place that had so much masculine joy.
Nice. Yeah.
It's just unique. You know, it's just, every once in a while I'm at our table and I pause and listen to all the other tables. So and there's just this enthusiasm that's remarkable.
Well, can tap into that enthusiasm. Invite your That Man Is You teammates there and members at, and parishioners of St. Mary's, Lancaster. Go ahead and invite them to call.
Okay, well, like to talk to all you guys at That Man Is You and all you cheapskates. Get your wallets out and call 614-459-4820 and make a generous donation. I know it's donation week for That Man Is You also, but, you know, just... set aside buying an extra pack of diapers this week or whatever you're paying tuition and send some money to St. Gabriel. And I also would challenge the women's group Walking with Purpose.
Absolutely.
And Helen Jones is leading that group, and I'd advise them to get their wallets and their purses out and send some money in also.
All right.
Maybe we'll have a competition.
Woo! Yeah, love competition. All about it. 614-459-4820. Link, Llewellyn, thanks for coming in. Great job.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with lots more and your pledge.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
So special are you that he had you in his mind before time began. So special are you that he lives inside of you. So special are you, he wants you to be like a big beam on top of a mountain, all men to see by. You know what holiness is, huh? Holiness is to struggle day after day, to forgive 70 times 7, to be hurt and say, Lord, forgive my enemy, forgive the person who hurt me, to be able to see yourself and not fall apart. All of that's holiness. This is what the apostles did. I love the apostles. Sometimes you read the lives of the saints, you think they were born holy. You know, you get the idea that from the age 3, the Lord just poured all kind of grace on them and they just grew up. And some of them did. They're few and far between. I like those saints that had a struggle.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Nos Lumine, a business leadership network for Catholics developed by Jim Gernetzky. Not just great business people, great Catholic business people. Online at elevatingservantleaders.com.
I'm Deacon Patrick Wilson with today's Daily Lenten Reflection on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Listening to words of the saints helps us in our battle against evil. Father John Taller, Dominican priest from the 14th century, wrote these words which we reflect upon today. We should know what a disgraceful thing it is for a man endowed with reason to allow himself to be vanquished by the devil, to be led into grievous sin, and to forfeit the grace of God. A man gifted with reason who gives up to the evil one is like a well-armed soldier who runs away from a fly. Think of the powerful weapons with which we can withstand the devil: our holy faith, the Blessed Sacrament, God's holy word, the glorious example of the saints and of all good people, the prayers of Holy Church, and more besides, all are strong weapons against the demon. The devil has no greater force against these arms than a fly has against a big bear. Let but a man resist, and he can never be overcome. This is Deacon Patrick Wilson for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Joan Schlater Flooring, providing a wide range of commercial flooring solutions for businesses in Central Ohio.
Hi, this is Patrick Coffin, host of Catholic Answers Live. Let me ask you a personal question. Can you afford not to support Catholic radio? With marriage being redefined and the muscle and influence of groups like Planned Parenthood and transgender mania and the whole mainstreamization of pornography, you know the list of challenges facing Catholics today. Your support can take Catholic radio to the next level to reach ever more people for the message of Jesus Christ and the church that he founded. Thanks to EWTN, our program, Catholic Answers Live, is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep us on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Catholic Answers Live every day throughout the year, in season or out. No matter what the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you and for your friends and for the future of Catholic radio and the work of evangelization. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now. And be a saint. What else is there?
In God alone my soul rejoices. In God alone my spirit sings. He alone my strength, my fortress. I pour out my heart and praise to God alone.
And we're back. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this hour of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive. I am joined by Father Ignatius Harrington of Holy Resurrection Melkite Catholic Church in Columbus. And the number that you can call today is 614-459-4820. And you have been calling that number because this is awesome news. We are at 13 gifts this hour and our goal has been 15. So we are really close to achieving that goal. When we hit 10 earlier this hour, we got that $400 bonus. But there's still another $800 bonus that will be put into this hour, Thursday, 11 o'clock hour. If we hit our 15 goals, that's two more phone calls at 614-459-4820. If you'd rather go online, make the donation that way, it's easy. StGabrielRadio.com. You just go in there and click all those zeros in there, and that's how your money comes to us that way, too. So it's all good. And two, by the way, we're looking for seven sustaining members this hour. We have five. So two of these phone calls, we need two more sustaining members. That is, again, $20 or more a month. It is not hard to do. That is an easy thing. It's like a happy meal and a half or something. So it's really not a lot of money. Most of us are blessed with that, and it's going to go so far in bringing souls to Christ. So we need two more sustaining members, and then we're going to have our $800 bonus gift. It is all good, and Lori Hamami is here to give us some more good news.
I sure do have good news with me today. You guys are going to love this one. Tom from St. Patrick's is donating in honor of Deacon Campbell for putting up with his daughter, Caitlin Tuttle.
Awesome. Good. Donate in honor of disobedient children. We love it. We will take your money.
That is great. All right. Thank you to Greg and Dory. They would like to say hi to Colleen Lewis. Colleen is our community outreach coordinator here at St. Gabriel Radio. She's actually one of our volunteers, so if you'd like to say hello and make a donation while you're at it, call 614-459-4820. Thank you to John and Anne from St. Francis for your generous donation. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
And thank you to Jan for calling. She is donating in honor of Debbie Coleman.
Thank you, Jen.
And one more green sheet here. Thank you to Tom again for donating at St. Patrick's.
All right. So lots of phone calls here. So can you be the next sustaining member? Again, $20 or more a month. It is a way that you can really, really be helping this station achieving its goal and bringing Jesus and his good news to the world. And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820. Again, I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Father Ignatius Harrington. And, you know, Father, I just love so many things about the Eastern expression of Catholicism. I love the icons. I love the incense. I love the holiness. It's like when I entered your church, I felt there's a palpable feeling when you walk in, like you're getting near heaven.
Right.
It's hard to describe. And I encourage our listeners to visit
a Melkite church, a Maronite church. It's mm-hmm. a very unique experience.
There are three Eastern Catholic churches, if you include the Maronite, but the Maronites meet in a Roman church, so it wouldn't look any different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the two Byzantine churches look Byzantine. There's one on Cleveland Avenue, that's St. John Chrysostom Church. That's 5858 Cleveland Avenue. And then I'm just off of Morse Road, off of the 71 North Morse Road exit ramp,
mm-hmm.
Glenmower Avenue, 4611 Glenmower. And our liturgy is at 11 on Sundays. So, yeah, everyone is welcome. We certainly welcome visitors.
All right. See, great things you find out on Catholic Radio. So we're going to jump to a clip now, Father. This is from the show Faith Alive. Faith Alive is a show that comes on the radio here 4 to 5 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursday afternoons. And it's a mixed bag of speakers, all engaging topics. This one happens to be Peter Herbeck, and he's talking about the demographic winter. Let's give a listen.
The demographic winter that's setting in on various parts of the world. Friends, the womb is closing. Wherever the secular world ascends, human beings stop reproducing. All across Europe, formerly Catholic countries, for the first time in human history, have dropped well below replacement level. Replacement level is basically 2.1 children for every woman. I'm not sure what that 0.1 child looks like, but we'll have to just trust the numbers there. And it's dropped down in some of these countries to 1.9, 1.8, even as far as 1.5. Now, this is gigantic in terms of its impact. The demographic collapse is going to produce an economic tsunami or a complete collapse in Europe, because what's happening is there's a huge number of retired people. In the next 30 years, people are going to come to retirement age. Huge number. And there isn't going to be anybody to take care of them. Now, people have been talking about this in Europe for a long time, and to the shame of baptized Catholics that live in that country, you see how we might be baptized, but we live with a darkened mind. We live with the fear of the world. I'm afraid to have children. Children are too costly. I can handle one kid, but not more than that. And so we're living in the culture of death. We live under my lordship, ultimately the devil's. You don't live under the lordship of Christ and value the child and life the way God does, and you don't trust God with the life he gives to you. You live in fear, and you say, I can't afford more than one. Saw an interview with a guy from Italy, and he said, what's the point of having more than one? They're costly. They're thankless. They keep you up at night. What's the point? So that's the mind of the world. Just read a book called How Civilizations Die. It's a very interesting book. I understood all this stuff about Europe. The United States is still, because of all the Hispanic immigration, we're still barely above the replacement level. But to my great surprise, large numbers of Islamic countries are experiencing huge demographic collapse. Iran is experiencing the worst demographic collapse on record. They've gone from the average woman having 6 and 7 children per woman to now having 1 child per woman. And the reason for it is literacy and secularism. Turns out that in Iran, the majority of Iranians do not practice their faith. They don't go to their mosques. They don't practice their faith. And there's a huge reaction against Ahmadinejad and what he's trying to do. I read speeches in the book where Ahmadinejad is standing, he's beating the table saying, listen, every woman must have 4 children. The reason we're not having more children is because the West has given you contraceptives. And don't you see, they're trying to destroy us. The West is trying to destroy us by having us not reproduce. He is in big trouble. The country there is in big trouble because they have no social safety nets. They have no retirement insurance. They have no money. They're in for a gigantic collapse, which is one of the reasons he's beating the war drum. He's got to expand their borders. He's got to get more money. He's got to do more things. It's either that or they're going to disappear. The demographic collapse for me is the ultimate sign of the culture of death. I want to just read a couple of quotes from this book. It says, for the first time in history, the birth rate of the whole developed world is well below replacement, and a significant part of it has passed the demographic point of no return. They can't fix it. It's too late. He goes on to say, the repudiation of life among the advanced countries living in prosperity and peace has no historical precedent. It's never happened before. You see the fruit of the culture of death? You see the curse dimension that we put ourselves under when we refuse to operate in God's wisdom? Something the world's never seen before is happening. Demographic winter means fiscal ruin and social upheaval for many different countries. So his argument is there's going to be a major demographic shift. There's going to be a lot more warring. There's going to be a lot more confusion as countries scramble to try to solve this problem. And he said the amazing thing is that in many of these problems, it's apathy and despair that's leading them there, not the sword of another nation. That's what the world has never seen before. And that's the fruit, friends, of a culture of death. The culture of death at its core is nihilistic. It's dark. It's despairing. It's without hope. And the human heart can't live without hope. No matter how many iPods you have, how many Apples you have, how many DVDs you get to watch, how many thousands of TV channels, all that stuff that's there to distract you from the despair, that's what the world has set up to keep you and I distracted, to keep us numb, to keep us separated from really coming to grips with what is actually happening in our world. So we live with constant entertainment. Make our experience on a daily basis be a kind of Disneyland, a happifying experience, you know? More fun, more songs, more dance, more DVDs, blah, 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 to keep you happy and distracted so that you don't have to come to terms and deal with what's actually happening in human life. This is a massive, massive, massive spiritual conflict that we're in the midst of. And right in the middle of it, friends, the words of Jesus, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. I set before you life and death, blessing and a curse, light and darkness. It's really that simple. That's really what's at the heart of everything. Human life on earth has fallen from glory. We are subject to futility, the scripture says. And we see it in all the things I've described. This is the futile effort of the human race to create for itself a heaven on earth. And we can't do it. We try to create a heaven on earth apart from God, apart from humbly bowing our knee and receiving the light that comes from Him, the wisdom that'll lead us to happiness. When we reject it and we run off, we believe the devil's lie that we're better off without God, that His laws are nothing but constraints on my liberty and on my freedom. We buy that garbage and we run away from God. We run away from light and we run into darkness and we call it freedom. And the devil's laughing as we make our run right into His trap, and then all the wonderful gifts God's given us, our mind, our talent, our creativity, gets used not in the freedom of joy to glorify God and lift up the dignity of the human person. I use it all. I get the same mind as the devil, and I start manipulating reality, and I start enslaving others and enslaving myself so I can secure my life that I'm so afraid I'm going to lose. You understand? That's the curse, and so I produce death. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness.
And that was a clip from Faith Alive with Peter Herbeck. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined here for the Spring Spirit Drive by Father Ignatius Harrington. And you can join the fun and the action by calling 614-459-4820. Before we start talking about the clip, Father, I just want to catch our listeners up on our hourly goal. Every hour of the Spirit Drive has a unique goal. And so this goal for this hour has been to get 15 gifts, 15 total gifts. We are at 13. Now, I know the phones are ringing, but we need to hit 15 because once we hit all 15 gifts this hour, we get a bonus of $800. Okay, $800 of free money gets put into the pot this hour when we hit that goal. So someone has stepped up very, very generously and is challenging you today. And we need two of those calls. With the next two calls, we need to be sustaining members. Being a sustaining member is, $20 a month, I think. If you go through your checkbook, for those of you who use a checkbook, I don't know if anyone uses checkbooks. I do. But, you go through and what do you spend money on? You know, we drop money so casually and often without thought, but this is money that's invested. I always say, Father, it's like invested in eternity.
That's right.
You can't put a price tag on that. This is money that God will use.
This is a spiritual powerhouse.
It is,
and that's what you're supporting.
Yeah. So, and by becoming the sustaining member, they will set it up for you here so you don't even have to think about it. You know, your one phone call or getting online to make that pledge, they'll set you up for it. It will come out of your account and it's painless. And you know that for this next whole year, you are contributing to building the kingdom of God. I mean, I think when we all approach our Lord and Savior at the end of our life, He's going to ask us what we do with those talents He gave us, those gifts.
That's right.
And we can say, I supported Catholic Radio. I helped proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ.
That's right. We can't all be in a pulpit, but we can do it this way.
That's right. So we can be very, very effective missionaries, effective evangelists, and we need you to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. We have, you know, about maybe 11 or 12 minutes left to the hour, and so we really need to hit this goal. I don't want to see $800, you know, be lost.
That's right.
To this great cause.
We're so close to it.
Just yeah.
Two more.
And they say, I think it's like a dollar a minute to operate the station. So $800 is 800 more minutes. I don't know how many hours that is, Father. I'm not good at math.
I'm not going to even figure it out. No.
Bill's doing the calculator, but it's a lot of hours of programming. And remember, when someone turns on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, literally, they could be on the edge of something very serious in their life, and they hear what they need to hear at that moment, because that's how Catholic radio works. You turn it on, and man, the Lord speaks to you, honestly, and you just hear it, and it's so real, it's so relevant. So we do need you to step forward in faith. Show us why Jesus matters. Show us why we're not going to be in this, you know, winter that Peter Herbeck was just talking about. We are warming the place up because we're on fire with the love of Christ. 614-459-4820. Lori, what can you tell us?
You will not believe this. I was just fluttering through the hallway and I ran into another angel who made a donation straight to my hands.
Woo!
So thank you, Ted from St. Pius. You truly made my day.
Ted from St. Pius, he's another great person from my parish, so woohoo!
All right, thank you to Deborah. She made a donation in honor of the clergy at St. Andrew.
All right, St. Andrew's.
And Phil and Tesh, they're making a donation in honor of Father Joe Losh. He retired, but clearly still made an impact.
Aw, great, wonderful.
And one last thank you to David from St. Patrick Columbus for your silver-sustaining member. Give that bell a shake.
That's another thing. We like to ring the bells. So, like, when you please do that sustaining member thing, we get to hear that ta-ta-ta-ta. We get to ring the bells. We get to jump
up and down.
I do a little
dance over here. Yeah.
Lori does a little dance with her wings on. So it is so much fun.
But you don't have to genuflect when you do that.
You don't have to genuflect when you do that. No, not east or west. Just do it. 614-459-4820. I have a familiar face sitting across from me, Ginger West. She is at probably every Catholic function I've ever been to in the Diocese of Columbus. The person who just got there before me was Ginger West. Ginger, what do you got to say today?
Elizabeth, I just came from Liska's Bar.
Wow.
Father Stosh Daly's family.
Yes.
And I passed the hat at the bar, and we've got $100.
Woo!
The generosity of the people at the bar was just overwhelming. And, of course, his mother is the bartender, and his Uncle Mark is the man in charge, and his cousin Tony, who is a professor at Denison University, just happened to be there today. And his Uncle Stosh, who had called in earlier,
I heard that.
Gave more money. And so it was a lot of generosity from the Aquinas class of 65 and the other people. Even John Schilling from Schilling Roofing was in and made a donation. So
I'm happy
to bring in $100 in the name of Father Stosh Daly to honor him, because we all love him and we all love St. Gabriel Radio. So let's call in 614-459-4820. Let's hear those phones ringing.
Wow. Okay. That was awesome news. I see by my computer screen, we've actually hit our goal of number of gifts. We've surpassed that. Well, here's the thing though. We've got 16 gifts. We were looking for 15. So that's like really cool. That's really cool. I was going to say, I thought we had to get the 7 out of 7. We have 6 out of 7 sustaining members. We have officially passed the goal. That means we get that extra $800. Woo! Right, ring both bells. That's a double bell. So, do you know, this is really exciting news, Father, because we have the generosity of our listeners. They have really stepped forward in this Thursday 11 o'clock hour. We have picked up the 400 plus the 800. So we have 1,200 additional dollars going in to this hour. And so I'm speechless.
Well, I'm not surprised at all that they suppressed it. So this is cool.
You know, while we still have a couple minutes here, when I was listening to that Peter Herbeck clip on the demographic, or the, what does he call it? He called it the demographic winter. Yeah, you know, it's kind of a foreboding outlook on what's coming for the world as populations decrease. And, you know, one of the things he said, I was struck by the reality how entertainment is distracting us from what's going on around us. And I see that with having four boys, how easy it is for them to slip into entertainment, whether it's a computer game or YouTube videos or whatever, and distract and keep us from the focus of what we're supposed to do about really bringing the witness of Jesus out to the world. And that is not something you waste your time on when you turn on these airwaves. I mean, it can be entertaining. There are a lot of entertaining programs on it, but at the same time, it's educational, it's inspirational, and it is life-changing.
That's right. Sometimes people don't want to think of certain things in their lives. It's easier to be entertained by video games and the like. You don't have to think about the serious stuff. It's more fun.
That's right.
But really, that's not what life is about. If you're really going to live, really live, you have to face the more serious questions in life. Why am I here? What is my relationship with Christ? What is the church to me? How am I exercising my faith? And it's challenging. And no wonder people prefer not to think about that.
Oh, I know. It's so easy not to think about it. You know, and I was also struck when he said that our talents, you know, if they're not being used for good, they can be used for the enemy's purpose.
That's right.
And I thought, wow, you know, that's powerful too. So we want to make sure that our time, our talent, our treasure is being good, you know, used for the good, and supporting the Spring Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel at 614-459-4820. Go on your computer, stgabrielradio.com, and, you know, make your donation there. And that is really doing good for the church, for God. And my computer is like flashing. So, oh my gosh. So this is, let's see, are they saying, it's hard to read this. Is it? I think we're maybe getting another sustaining member here, which is awesome, because that's probably one of the most important gifts we can give, that regular ongoing money. But, you know, Father Ignatius, it's been such a great joy having you share a little bit of your own perspective coming from the Melkite tradition. And can you leave us with your blessing? I don't want to forget that this hour.
Sure. The blessing of the Lord and his mercy be upon you through his grace and love for mankind at all times, now and always, and forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. So thank you for coming in, Father Ignatius.
You.
I want to thank Link Llewellyn, who came in. And in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Father Brian O'Connor. He's from St. Joan of Arc. He's one of our younger priests and really on fire. And we're going to hear a couple of great radio clips that we've got set up for you. So lots of great stuff this next hour. We did hit 8, by the way, 8 sustaining members. That is awesome. We achieved our goal there, too. It succeeded our goal. So you can join that by calling 614-459-4820. We'll be back shortly. We're going to leave you now with a clip from Bishop Campbell from the chair talking about Lent.
Fasting also allows us to identify with the poor, with those who have to fast because they have no alternative, who feel perhaps the pain of hunger. And that identity with the poor allows us to grow in compassion. Compassion is one of the most beautiful emotions a human being can feel. Compassion means a desire and an ability to suffer with another. As St. Paul once remarked, if one among us suffers, the whole body suffers. And if one of us is joyful, the whole body is joyful. That our fasting allows us to connect with those that need our attention and our care, but also our willingness to draw them into the circle of our faith and our community, both our care and our faith. Why do we fast then during Lent? We fast because we want to use these 40 days given to us in a way that will support that deep realization of the gift we have in Jesus Christ, of the power of his dying and rising. It increases in us a desire to die with Christ in order to live with him, to realize that sin and death, anger and violence can be overcome, that in the long run it is the victory of Jesus Christ that will be ours. But we need then to attach ourselves to that Lord who suffered and died for us in order that we might have life abundant. As I said, we fast as Christians in order to feast. For fasting prepares us to be filled with the joy of Easter, to create a kind of empty spot in our lives that can only be filled by the joy of the life of God. It is feasting on the true nourishment of that gift and to experience authentic joy. We fast so that we might feast, and that feast is the foretaste of everlasting happiness and life with God.